Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Luke chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on you will be catching men." When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
Obedience is a fundamental part of the Christian life, and Peter's interaction with Jesus by the Sea of Galilee illustrates three important principles. Number one, obeying in small matters has eternal significance and leads to blessings from God. A seemingly small act, loaning a boat to Jesus, resulted in Peter's call to become a fisher of men. Principle 2. Following Jesus is beneficial to others. For one thing, Peter's actions made it possible for more people to hear Jesus. Later on, when Peter lowered nets back into the water at the Lord's request, his obedience meant a big catch. When we live out biblical principles, our families can be enriched, and those within our circle of influence can be encouraged. Principle 3. God may call for action that makes little sense to us. He told Noah to build an ark. He instructed Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, and he directed Joshua to conquer Jericho by marching silently for 6 days and shouting on the seventh. All of these men agreed to God's plan. Their trust in him overruled any concerns and led to great reward. For those of us who are believers, the Lord has a plan for our eternal good, and it is foolish not to obey him. Like Peter, we have no idea what God will do in and through us if we commit to a life of obedience.